We continue on the KCII PM Sports page. We are set to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week at KCII. It's Tommy Pretz of the Columbus Wildcat Boys track team. Tommy, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
First time outside at the Steve Roth Relays at Case Field. Before we get to that night specifically, for you, when you transition from indoor season to outdoor season, what's the biggest difference and how do you get prepared for that?
Well, a big difference is when you're inside, I guess it's all completely controlled conditions. And when you get outside, the weather, you know, you can never depend on it to be nice. So you just got to really get prepared in your stretching just so if it is cold, you stay healthy.
Now, you guys scored 102 points on the night, and that was the best finish of any area school. And you guys went up against some big schools, Cedar Rapids Prairies there, Iowa City City Highs there. What's it like to compete against those big schools?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience because we never really get to compete with any of those schools since they're a lot bigger. But there's a lot of good athletes there, and it's just pretty cool to be able to watch everyone compete together.
You jump 18-10. Where does that rank for you as far as career numbers?
It's probably about a foot and a half behind of where I'd like to be and where I've jumped before, but I guess it's a good starting place and it's something I can really build on.
How did it feel that night?
It didn't feel the best just because of the weather conditions, but I mean, I still was able to get out there and win, so I guess whenever you can do that, it's still a good performance.
And you're also part of the shuttle hurdle team that takes home the championship. Now, if I'm going to put you on the spot here between those two events, at least, which is your favorite?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say long jump right now, but I have been doing shuttle hurdle I've been doing hurdle since sixth, seventh grade, so. But I'm still going to have to go with long jump.
How'd you feel about you guys together at 108.72 with your time?
That was also a really good starting point. We had a couple kids who hadn't done a lot of hurdles in the past, and it was really good for them to get out there and work on their form and just get better as a team.
Now, your shuttle hurdle team is Abel Mena, Chance Colby, Nick Hernandez, and you. How do you guys get along together as a group?
We're actually pretty close. We come in the mornings together when we work. So, yeah, we're actually a pretty close group of friends.
Aside from those two events, you're involved in the 110 hurdles, and you take second there. So you get top two in three different events. How did you feel about how the 110s went?
The 110s actually went really well. I was in one of the faster heats, and I guess it just motivated me to keep up and do better. So.
What do you have for goals this track season?
I guess I'd really like to go to state again and try to medal in the long jump. So that's probably my main goal.
With coach, do you talk about these goals? What does he have for you this year for game plan and thoughts on what he'd like to see from you?
Yeah, I actually do talk to Coach Demler a lot about it. And I think one of his goals for me is actually try to make it to Drake Relays. So that's also another one of my goals.
What's it like to run and participate at the Blue Oval in Des Moines?
It's something else. It's pretty amazing. You just get to see all the fans there cheering you on, and it's just something you can't really imagine until you're actually there.
Tommy, let's take a look beyond track and field here. What other activities, sports, school activities are you involved in at Columbus?
I'm in football, basketball, track, and baseball. And then I'm also in band and FFA, so I keep quite a busy schedule.
When it comes to athletics, what's your favorite between all the sports you play?
My favorites, I would have to say, is probably basketball and baseball.
What are your plans post-graduation?
Next fall, I'm going to attend Iowa State, and I'm going to major in animal science.
What's your dream job?
I guess if I could, I'd like to be a veterinarian, but that's a lot of school.
Let's start with athletically. Who are your role models, athletes, coaches, people you look up to when it comes to sports?
Coach K at Duke. He's one that I kind of look up to just as a motivator, and he's just also a great coach.
And aside from sports, somebody that's in your life or somebody that you've had contact with that you look up to, aside from just sports specifically?
I'm going to have to just probably go with my dad. I mean, that's the simple answer, but he's always motivated me to do the best I can do in everything, just every aspect of life.
What goals do you have athletically for yourself still playing for the Wildcats before you graduate?
I guess looking ahead into the summer, I'd like to get on the all-conference team for baseball and try to win a few games there because that's something we've never really done.
What goals do you still have for track based on what you've done so far?
Place in as many meets as possible and try to win some team meets. We have quite a few runners returning this year, and it'd just be good to get out there and try to win and compete.
What does it feel like to have a team around you that's capable and could do some of those things that you've talked about?
I mean, it's a good feeling because I guess you can always depend on your teammates to get out there and compete at a high level and get some points for the team. And it's a really good feeling to be able to have dependence on each other.
And, Tommy, I want to wrap up with this. Our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week segment, Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, has core values that they present their business by. They include honesty, integrity, dependability, respect. Whether it's sports, whether it's in the classroom, what are your core values?
I would have to say attitude and effort are two things that are important to me because those are the two things you can always control. You can always control how hard you work and how good of attitude you have and your positive outlook on things. Those are probably the two most important things to me.
Well, hey, congratulations on your great showing, multi-time champion at the Steve Roth Relays last week in Washington. We wish you good luck here in the track season and look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'll look forward to seeing you again, too.
And that's our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Columbus Wildcats senior track and field athlete Tommy Pretz. We'll be back with more of the KCII PM Sports page right after this.